Right now, we're going to find out all about the goings-on at the Mac, and we have Gillian Mitchell and Hugh Mulholland here. How you doing, folks?
Good.
Great, thank you.
Okay. I heard you talking there. Mac's open sort of nearly a year. Well, a year in April, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been open for a year in April, and it's been doing phenomenally well. We weren't really sure how people in Belfast would take to the Mac whenever it opened, because there isn't anything else like it anywhere in Northern Ireland. And we predicted around 170,000 visitors for the first mm-hmm. year, and we weren't sure if we were going to get anywhere near that. And we were just talking today, we're nearly about to reach our 300,000th visitor.
Brilliant.
So we've been doing pretty well.
Oh, good stuff. Above the projection is always, in any game, that's brilliant,
yeah.
You know? So listen, Hugh, the thing, I saw the programme recently, and the thing that really jumped out at me, for instance, is the Andy Warhol exhibition. So what's there?
Well, the Andy Warhol exhibition is kind of part of a series of exhibitions. We're trying to introduce both, you know, internationally known artists of the calibre of Andy Warhol as well as emerging artists as well. The Andy Warhol exhibition comes from the Tate and National Galleries of Scotland, a major loan from them. So it was a really significant coup for us to get it.
Yeah.
So there's some of his later works, Diptych, you know, large black and white from the advertising series, series of poster images as well. We've got Cow Wallpaper, two installations, Cow Wallpaper at Chairman Mao, and we've also got Silver Clouds, a major installation as well, as well as a series of Andy Warhol films.
Yeah, so all things Warhol.
All things Warhol. We've kind of gone Warhol-tastic at the Mac. The exhibition opened 2 weeks ago, and I should say that it's free. Quite a few people have commented on the fact that they can't believe there's something of this standard.
Yeah.
And, you know, they keep asking us where they can buy tickets, and are doubly surprised whenever we tell them that it's free. We've had about 20,000 visitors so far through the doors just for that exhibition alone. I mean, the Mac's a big building. We can take those kind of volumes of numbers, but I think despite the numbers, there's still plenty of people in Belfast who haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, and as you can't stress enough that this is a worldwide attraction, basically. Andy Warhol, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, there's not many people you can say in terms of artists that if you stopped a man on the street, they'd be able to tell you, yes, Andy Warhol, we know who he is and we know what he does. You know, they'd be able to make reference to something. You know, there's the iconic works like the celebrities, the film stars, and then there's also the advertising works like Campbell Soup Can and others, you know. So people have an impression in their mind about Andy Warhol.
Listen,
and
9 year old, and if I could open my I got a photo app on my tablet the other day, and we're playing about with it, and you know, you do things with photographs. He's 10, he's going to kill me, he was 10 the other week, and he did this thing with photograph of the dog, and it turned into four photographs with, you know, the various colours washed over them, and he says, that's an Andy Warhol.
It's amazing.
I mean, you know,
it's unbelievable. I've three children myself, and I've had to take them down twice to the Warhol exhibition because I don't know whether it's through school or he's just an artist who has seeped into the public consciousness in a way that no other artist has, and still has a huge influence on popular music and culture, I think, even way beyond, you know, well after his death, obviously.
Well, so going off on a wee tangent, this is the Studio 54.
Yeah, we've taken that notion of Warhol as being someone who's had an influence outside of visual art. I think, you know, some people who know about Warhol would know about the factory in New York in the 60s and 70s when he had kind of really famous musicians gathered around him. Obviously, he's had a huge influence on fashion as well. So we took that as our starting point and started to think about how we could have a bit of fun with Warhol and what other directions we could go in, because at the Mac, as well as offering people opportunities for seeing really high quality art, we're always looking for opportunities to bring people in and show them a good time. Studio 54 was one of those ideas. So just for one night only, this Saturday night, we're trying to recreate the kind of vibe of 70s New York. Studio 54 was a place that loads of people hung out, Warhol included. I think people knew it for Bianca Jagger riding in on her white horse. And anybody who was anybody was kind of seen there. So we've been able to bring over Nicky Ciano, who's one of the DJs most associated with that period. He's flying over from New York on Friday night. And he's going to do a DJ set supported by Belfast Music Club.
Yeah, well, that's something to look forward to as well. I meant to ask about David Mead. Has his thing been rescheduled?
It's
I know
been
the
rescheduled
shows were
for
cancelled
April.
Or postponed,
yep.
Yeah.
You know, the tickets, I think, have all been transferred to his new dates in April.
Right, because he was in here with us a few months ago.
That's right.
I was sort of left speechless, which is
an
achievement, you know. Seriously, then.
Yeah,
and there's a challenge.
He's fantastic.
There's a challenge. A cash prize will be awarded for anybody who can successfully lie to him.
That's
brilliant. I don't think anybody will take the money, honestly. And I was as sceptical as anybody when he walked into the studio. And when he left 15 minutes later, I was his biggest fan.
He's phenomenal.
You say it's just what a talented man. I wanted to ask, what's Planet Belfast?
Planet Belfast is a new show from Tinderbox, who are one of Belfast's professional theatre companies. And it's a take on Northern Ireland politics, but a very kind of humorous take. But it's interesting because it's not the usual kind of Northern Ireland politics. It's from the focus of a kind of fictional green party, like a sustainability party, and looks at the usual things of politics like corruption and you know, fraud and different. Maybe I shouldn't
just
say
the
that.
Usual things, yeah.
It's not going to go down very
Can we cut this bit out? No.
The kind of stories that you have. It's a great cast. Connor Grimes is in it, who a lot of people know from Grimes and McKee. And Connor is a great theatre actor as well. And Abby McGibbon and Tara Lynn O'Neill, Paul Kennedy. Great cast. Rosemary Kennedy, Rosemary Jenkinson is Northern Irish playwright as well, so all locally produced, but a professional performance from everybody.
Yeah, one thing I'm noticing here, it says a nice wee addendum at the bottom of the page. No need to rush that lovely glass of wine. You can bring drinks into both our theatres. That's different.
I think again with everything we've done in the MAC, we knew because some of the work that we're doing is contemporary art, as well as having people like David Mead in and having kind of crowd pleasers like Studio 54. We do all sorts of things, but we're aware of the fact that as soon as you say art centre, people sometimes are maybe a wee bit shy about coming in. So we are always trying to think of the audience and making them feel as comfortable as possible. And from the outset, we knew we just put ourselves in the place of the punter. And I know on a night out myself, you know, there's nothing nicer. It's very civilised to be able to bring your drinks into the theatre rather than having to rush it before you go in.
And you sort of you find yourself partaking in basically drink races, you know. Quick, coming back on again, the curtain's going up.
So we do offer that to customers. We've got other things as well, like the pricing policy on the EasyJet lines, you know, where the earlier you book, the cheaper it is. Just different things that we're trialling in our first year.
Don't get charged for bringing a bag in, no?
No, not yet. Not yet.
But as you say, it's all going swimmingly. You know, you're exceeding targets and everything else.
Yeah, it's going fantastically well. We've been really, really pleased with how we've done. And I think it's a reflection on the artistic programme that we put on. I think, again, people didn't really understand what we were before we've opened, and now that you know, they thought maybe are you theatre or are you gallery? And I think now they're beginning to understand we're all of those things. You can come and see traditional music, contemporary music, popular music. You can see all types of theatre. We've got dance, we've got talks, and of course we've got our fantastic galleries. The other thing as well, we're open 7 days a week, which is a new thing for Belfast. Not many galleries stay open 7 days a week, and we're open from early in the morning until 7 every night, later on a show evening. We've got a fantastic cafe and bar. And of course, the building's absolutely beautiful. For people who haven't been in to see it, there's enough in just to come and see the building, because the design quality of the building's fantastic. And the spaces have been designed that people can come in and just wander around the building, lots of public areas.
And of course, your location puts you right in the middle of you know, a lot of the things going on. But the Belfast Children's Festival's coming up, Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival as well. You're right, going to be in the hub there.
We're right in, I think, the kind of heartbeat of the Cathedral Quarter, and that's fast become known as Belfast Cultural Quarter. And we've got relationships with all of those organisations that you mentioned who are based in the Cathedral Quarter and do lots of events in there and kind of stretch beyond that too. And we've got lots of relationships with other people outside the Cathedral Quarter as well, which just kind of helps us mix up the kind of offer we have for people.
Yeah, well, listen, thanks for coming in. As I say, the surprise to me, you've got the Warhol exhibition and it's free.
That's right.
That's massive, you know. Yeah. And you are open 7 days a week?
We're open 7 days a week, and the Warhol exhibition runs until the 28th of April, so there's plenty of time still for people to get in and see it.
Okay. I've got to mention Soulflan Mosquito here from U105 playing at this Friday Soul Supper at the Mac Canteen, 8 o'clock.
Yep, fantastic.
Right? See, somebody's been on the text again to tell me that. And it's free as well. Yeah. Right, okay. Well, that's the boys. No better man, Soulflan Mosquito. Listen, thanks, folks, for coming in. And, you know, let's hope the Mac goes from strength to strength.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Cheers.